business today is an appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission. For your consideration today is an appointment to District 5, Mr. Arlette's appointment. And before I entertain a motion, I will ask Mr. Arlette if he would like to make that recommendation.
Sure. I would highly recommend a reappointment of Mr. Ross. I will tell you that as we've learned, almost come up on a year now, what it takes to run this county and all the people and all the commitment and all the levels of passion, you know, they do it not for the recognition or the anything other than just their labor of love for this county. And I want to publicly commend Mr. Ross, because I know it's not an easy job. Nobody comes up and thanks you. Sometimes they thank us as at the council, but I don't think many people ever thank you for what you all do. And it's really important, and we really appreciate all your hard effort and all your hard work, and it does not go unnoticed. So I would certainly recommend that this council reappoint Mr. Ross to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
And there are actually times that people don't thank us for things that we do, and they do.
Amen.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second Mr. Cole, to reappoint the current holder of District 5's Planning and Zoning Commission.
Now, he is on that soybean board. I don't know if he does. Is he sure he has enough time? That soybean board, I think, is almost a full time job.
You think so?
I think it is.
Watching the soybeans.
You want to defer this and investigate?
I think we better look into the soybean board and see who's on that board and what the political makeup of that group is.
Oh, there you are. Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
It would be my honor to say yes.
I vote yes also. Motion carried.
And I would like to get a picture of Mr. Ross, if you want to come forward. I think it,
if you would.
I think that if you don't mind, Mr. President.
Help yourself. No.
Mr. Ross would.
Never miss
should,
a photo
should, should he? Well, I think it's important for him. Anything you would like to say or share? Or?
No, I would just comment.
On your reappointment?
I'm very proud of the commission that we have. The commissioners are very conscientious. They work very hard. We don't always agree, which reflects a diversity of opinion, which is very healthy, which is reflected in our often, non-unanimous votes on different applications. So, you know, I just think that we have a great Planning and Zoning Commission. Obviously, we all don't all agree, but my wife and I had a 37th anniversary Tuesday a week ago, and I know, Mr. Vincent, you would be surprised to learn that we haven't always agreed on everything in those 37 years. I would also let you know that in those 37 years of occasional disagreements, that I've never won one of those disagreements yet.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Maybe we even put the wrong person on the plate.
She's a smart gal. That's why I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Is she on a soybean board, too?
Okay. She's on the
corn board.
I'm just sitting here thinking about this. Just jump in the ocean at the beach with Vince Robinson.
Yeah. Does he do that? Do you do that?
Yeah, he's going to do it.
Keepers.
You're going to take this jump in the ocean.
George, regarding the soybean board, I've retired. You know, I served 12 years on the soybean board, 6 years at the national level, and I'm retired from that. Now I play golf and bring my wife surf fishing.
Very good. Good man.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. The next item of business is a wastewater agreement number 927-1, Sussex County project number 81-04, Swan Cove, Phase 7, which will join the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please use your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County project number 81-04, agreement number 927-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Swan Cove Limited Partnership for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Swan Cove Phase 7, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for November 17th. Item number one, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for September, There were 281 violent crime arrests with 195 clearances, 2,424 property crimes with 865 clearances, and 35,991 total traffic charges with 25,360 corresponding arrests. Of those traffic arrests, 743 were for DUI. Finally, there were 3,854 total vehicle crashes investigated in September. In total, there were 192 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of September. Item 2, please note the council will not meet on Tuesday, November 24th during the week of Thanksgiving. County offices will close on Thursday, November 26th and Friday, November 27th for the Thanksgiving holiday and will reopen Monday, November 30th at 8:30. Next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 1st at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. I guess President, that means that Mrs. Griffith's off again that Thursday and Friday, too.
Actually, all
week.
Mr. Arlett. Mr. If I may just ask a quick question slash a comment. And, you know, on these monthly reports that we receive from DSP, and they're good as it relates to the information that's here, I would like to just ask, you know, as we all know, public safety is our number one obligation and responsibility to our citizens. And I would love to truly see, whereas somebody from the representative of Delaware State Police come, and I would love the opportunity to ask questions. I mean, what's behind these numbers, and what are they? You know, same thing with, I think this is information that's relevant, but at the same time, you know, what does this really mean? I mean, how do we make sure that we're doing all we can do as a county to provide good public safety? And we don't have a mechanism to ask the questions, at least publicly, as it relates to the DSP. So I'm just wondering if that's even feasible.
Well,
we partner with them, but we don't have anybody ever coming here to be able to ask questions.
Well, could we maybe generate the questions first and poke, so that versus them walking in the room and have no idea what the questions are going to be.
Good idea.
Maybe it makes sense to ask the questions up front and get the responses. Mr. Lawson, is there your opinion on that or thoughts?
That would certainly be helpful, I suppose, or to tell them, give them an idea of what you would like to see as far as an update or report from them beyond the report that they're providing in this monthly data.
Well, just maybe they just, like I said, personally just come in and give us this report.
Yeah.
And then go through it and tell us anything pertinent. And maybe give us an indication if things are getting better or worse.
Just a mechanism.
I
had the impression
once a year
you had more questions than this.
No, I mean, again.
Explain it. Maybe an explanation.
I mean, they're the experts and we're not. And you know, we don't have a mechanism to really dig deeper into these, if we want to dig any deeper into these. I mean, the reality is, I mean, obviously public safety is most important, I believe. And we do partner with them. And I don't see why we could not ask them to come before us and even just present this. They're the experts. And if there is an opportunity to ask questions, or if anybody here from the council has a question to be able to ask publicly, we should have a mechanism to be able to do so. That's all. And even with that of our paramedics, I mean, you know, take your pick. Paramedics, I mean, we partner with all these different folks regarding public safety. And if that is the number one thing that we are to do as elected officials, there's not a mechanism to publicly ask the questions as it relates to how what's going on and how we can do things better. And so I'm just wondering if that's even, am I crazy? Or is it?
Well, no, I don't know. I just think some of these people are going to want to know what the question.
And I don't have one in mind today.
Depending who comes,
sure,
they might not have the background in that particular question. You know what I'm saying?
But I will tell you, I didn't come in here in advance asking, you know, thinking about the questions regarding, you know, the homeless. You know, it's when it's presented by that we listen, and then that entertains the thought process to ask more questions. But we don't have that mechanism today. So I'm just wondering if, as a council, does that make sense or not?
Well, the relationship we have with the state police is a very, very good one.
Sure.
And I'm very happy with that. And I want to ask that however this would be structured, that it be structured in a positive way. And that we're talking about doing this annually. You know, we're paying them to come here and do that. So, I mean, how often would you need to have a report? Every week? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, no.
That's up to the council to decide, mm-hmm. you know, as it relates to when we think they should come in here. I mean, they're not getting paid. They're not an attorney, so they're not getting paid any extra to come in here. They're already getting paid to the tune of $2.1 million from this county to provide extra public safety to the residents. So why don't we have that mechanism to ask the questions?
I'm glad you understand the importance of the very valuable association that we do have.
Sure,
with the state
very important.
Police.
No, I think once a year we could easily start out like that, have them come in once a year and give us an update. We'd also meet one of the state police that would be the point man if we ever had any other questions. I think Rob and I sat at a round table and the individual showed up who was in charge of Kent and Sussex County. I forget his name right now.
He retired, Major Hawkins.
He retired?
He has since retired.
Okay, well, there's a new person, so it'll give us an idea to who we would coordinate some of our questions to if we had other further questions. It doesn't hurt. I think it's good for a good report back and forth, Mike. So.
And Mr. President, this is not a whipping session, if you would, as it relates to not bashing anybody. Truly have an interest of how we can do better serve the public as it relates to public safety. And DSP is our arm, our partner, if you would, in through this. So it's just better communication, better transparency to the residents of the county. That's all. That's the way I see it.
Mr. Lawson, you would check with them and see, as George, I think, has got a good idea. Well, a yearly thing, when would be a good time for them to come in? Is there like the end of a year and give a whole like a synopsis of what's occurred that during that year? You know what I mean? Whether that be a fiscal year or calendar year, whatever.
And Mike, it could be good just before we go into our budgeting process, sure. Because I think in the past we've helped fund vehicles. I think we even like four-wheel drive vehicles one time because they needed certain types of things. So anyway, it might be an indication of what they think their needs will be with this partnership as we go forward. So anyway, it works for me.
So if you'll talk with whoever needs to be talked to and get information for us, we'll do that like if yours maybe like in March or so. It's at the beginning of our budget process or that kind of thing.
Before Todd has to.
So you can maybe do something like from March to February or whatever. So just like one of your kind of synopsis. That's a good idea. Okay.
Before Gina has to tell us the good news and the bad news.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr.
Lang. Mm-hmm. Request to withdraw change of zone number 1780.
As stated by Mr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As stated by Mr. Vincent, we do have a request to withdraw an application. It is change of zone number 1780, the application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. On this application, the commission and the council have both held public hearings. The commission did recommend that this application be denied. The council has held its public hearing. The applicant is requesting to be approved to allow to withdraw his application before a decision is rendered by council, so that that they may reapply in another method rather than HR, high density residential plan community.
And maybe even come back with a better design or something, maybe?
Don't know.
A lot of times this happens, they do come back with an improved, new and improved.
There you go. If the council were to deny the application when it came forward for a decision on this application, if you so chose not to allow them to withdraw, the applicant would not be able to reapply for the same application for 1 year, but he could apply for something else. So he could apply for MR with a conditional use or some other application altogether.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Lank, this is one that the recommendation from planning and zoning actually came after we had our public hearing.
It was 2 days later. Right.
Yeah. Right.
The commission held their public hearing on the 24th, or when they rendered their decision was on the 24th of September. Council public hearing was the 22nd.
Okay. One other item. This morning I did receive a letter from Mr. Beyer that indicated they were not requesting expedited hearing. The original letter asked to be withdrawn and considered expediting rescheduling. They've withdrawn that. They're not requesting any type of expedited hearing, just simply the request to withdraw.
Okay.
This was the one that was close to off 24 there.
It's near
Mrs. Deaver's house.
It's actually your side, Warrington Road.
It fronts on Warrington Road, and it's just about halfway between Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, and Old Landing Road.
You did.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't know of any reason why.
Any questions of council?
Oh, no.
Do you have a motion, Mr. Lang? Or
that's their request.
Do not.
Okay.
Well, we need one.
Mr. Lang, make a motion to allow change of zone 1780 to be withdrawn.
I'll make that motion, Mr.
Second.
President.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote.
One quick question. Mr. Link.
Yes.
By withdrawing it today, assuming it's going to get approved by the council, when could they, is there a timeline of their ability to come back and resubmit an application? What's the timeline?
They could refile today.
They could. Okay.
They wouldn't be required to go back for a service level evaluation from Delta because they already have that response. So that's the only thing that would have delayed them from applying right away.
Okay, very good. Thank you,
questions
sir.
Questions to council?
No.
We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Next, Rob Davis. Pine Country Condo, Unit 1 Annexation.
Good morning, Mr. President, council members.
Good morning.
Let me get this thing working here.
He got bumped. He has to be withdrawn for some reason.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The engineering department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for annexation of an area of land into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The area is shown crosshatched on the screen in yellow. The proposed annexation area is south on the south side of Warrington Road to the west of Old Landing Road and east of Route 24. It's about 3/4 mile south of the intersection of Route 24 and Route 1. The area adjoins the existing sanitary sewer district, and it has been identified for sewer in the North Coastal Planning Area study. The area is in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District. The area includes Unit 1 of the Pine Country Condominium. The current owner of Unit 1 has provided payment of the application fee and a written request for the area to be added to the sewer district. Other lands of the parcel to the south were annexed into the sewer district on September 23rd, 2014 as part of the Redden Ridge area annexation. A sewer connection is available. Sewer service was provided and extended to the parcel as part of the Redden Ridge development project. The owner of Unit 1 will be subject to a systems connection charge of $5,775 per EDU based on rates through the period of June 30th, 2016. We have a public hearing tentatively scheduled for December 15th, 2015 at 10:30 a.m. here in council chambers during a regular county council meeting. Any questions?
If I understand, it's part of the Redden Ridge community, it's outside of it.
No, ma'am.
Yes or no?
But we previously annexed Redden Ridge,
right.
The small area immediately to the south of the yellow crosshatched area, which included three single family dwellings was also part of the Pine Country condominium.
Yes.
And we also annexed the area to the right of the yellow crosshatch, which is a parcel owned by Mr. and Mrs. Redden.
Correct, okay. And of course, it has nothing to do with anything on the other side of Warrington Road.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. The owner of Unit 1 at the time requested to be
excluded.
Not excluded, right. And council agreed to do that. The current owner is now requesting to be included.
Thank you very much.
One question of council. You have a motion, sir?
I do, sir. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post public hearing notices for the extension of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include an area of land south of Warrington Road and west of Old Landing Road as presented on November 17th, 2015.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Second. Cole. Second. Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. They are requesting $5,000 to purchase a fourth lot and partner with Sussex Habitat for Humanity to build another house for home ownership. Last grant received was $3,500, which was $2,500 for Mr. Cole and $1,000 for Ms. Deaver.
Would you like to do the same?
I would like to cooperate with Councilman Cole.
Well, thank you very much. The community of West Rehoboth will appreciate that. We'll do the same again.
I'll second that motion.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to grant $3,500 to the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for Housing Initiative, being $1,000 Mrs. Deaver's account and $2,500 Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one is the Southern Delaware Hurricanes. They're requesting support for their travel softball organization that serves young ladies from all around the county. The sponsorship will help with the cost of tournaments, uniforms, equipment, fields, and winter practice facilities. There have been no past grants to this organization. This request qualifies for a countywide youth grant, and there was a similar request last year to the Delaware Diamonds, where they received $1,000.
Couldn't we do that again?
Could we? I'm sure we can.
How many girls are involved in this group?
I think it doesn't say on the letter. I think it was 20 when I had asked. I didn't write it down.
And we have funding in the...
We have funding in the youth grant, yes.
How much is in
there's 13,200 in the
balance
in there.
After this or before
that? Before that.
Before this, okay. And we have... Okay. What do you... Anybody have any thoughts?
Well, I'm all for supporting this kind of thing for, of course, for young women, and I'm glad to see how active.
Well, a lot of this, I think Mr. Arlett has raised this issue before, where a lot of these travel teams are voluntary and they're not sanctioned by schools and things like that. And you volunteer knowing that there's going to be expenses. So I would just say, why don't we make it $500 as opposed to $1,000, and out of the
countywide youth grant,
and we'll see if maybe we'll start weaning some of these down a little bit, because it is these travel teams are financed by the families, the parents, and
I think some of these
right.
Go ahead.
Right. Anyway, I think that was Mr. Arlett's concern, and I do understand his argument, and but I like to encourage it. I think we. The more we subsidize things like this, the less that you would see countywide programs possibly and other things like that.
Well, I think also that these, I understand Councilman Orlett's concern, and mm-hmm. I don't disagree, but I would also make the comment that some of these people that play, these young people that play, do not come from wealthy families, and they have fundraisers or somebody else helps support them, that kind of thing. It's not because they're all... rich people playing.
No, I understand.
I think helping them is a good thing to do. I have no problem with the $500. That's because there could be more of these coming in.
And what I'm saying, it's just the beginning of the season will be coming.
$1,000, that's only like 12 teams or something.
Right.
So, yeah. But your motion is, are you okay with $500, Mrs. Deaver?
From
countywide youth grant.
Yes, $500 from the countywide youth grant.
Yes, ma'am. Versus $1,000.
Well, I would rather give them $1,000.
Well, you could give them 500 of your discretionary funding if you'd like.
I realize that. So could you.
I know that, but I'm choosing not to.
I come from a time when women were in sports were not recognized in any way in scholastic area, and things have really changed, George.
Title IX's been around for quite a while.
Well, yeah.
Well, let's back up then. Mrs. Deaver made a motion to grant $1,000 to countywide youth grant mm-hmm. for this grant request. Do we have a second for that motion? Okay. Mr. Cole makes a motion to grant $500 out of the countywide youth grant for this request. Do we have a second for that? That's interesting.
Well, I'll tell you, I will second it.
We have a second. Motion is second to grant $500 to the Southern Delaware Hurricanes for expenses of the travel ball team, girls travel ball team, from the County Y Youth Grant category. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I believe that the council is very well-meaning in this, and I will vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll agree with yes.
Mr. Arlette.
As already pointed out, I have already denied a previous request from another softball team, and it has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with these individuals know that this is a volunteer, very parent, very family involved, very fundraising role. I mean, that's part of the travel team, as my son has also played. So, for me, it's I don't think it's a good thing that we as providing public dollars for these specific endeavors. I don't think we're teaching good things to these kids. But on that note, I will be consistent, and I will say no.
Thank you, sir. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Next one is the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America for Cub Scout Pack 5. They are requesting support for their annual blue and gold banquet. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
Delmarva Scouts, we will do that same grant again, please.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to grant $500, Mr. Cole's account, to the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America for Cub Scout Pack 5. With the blue gold
banquet, yes. Banquet.
Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Aye, yes, motion carried. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Comments from council members. Comments from council members.
Mrs. Deaver's got something to say.
I was invited to attend they had VFW Ellendale Georgetown, or should I say Georgetown Ellendale VFW, to celebrate their contribution to Habitat for Humanity of $8,000, and they were very grateful for the county's contribution to them, which it helped enable them to make this tremendous donation to Habitat for Humanity. And therefore, they were sorry to hear Mr. Wilson could not attend because he was very involved in this. But I was there, and that's what we did. And it was an enjoyable day. Thank you.
Comments from council?
I'll just say, Mr. Arlette, I attended the Veterans Day celebration at the VFW in Ocean View, and it was a moving event. Very nice.
It was.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes, Mr. President, and a couple of things. Number one, I think this is our final session, is it not, for this month, before Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, a couple of things. Number one, I would like to offer, I know we all do, thoughts and prayers to those over in France, and that, that we always continue to put focus on the public safety and protecting our residents. So that's a comment. Veterans Day, again, very few things are more noble than that. So we're grateful for veterans, and I know Councilman Vincent and I and others had the opportunity to be a participant of the Veterans Day Parade, the only one, I believe, in the county.
In the state, I think.
I'm not sure about that one, but at least perhaps could be here on the Delmarva, south of the canal, perhaps. But commend all those involved with Laurel and that amazing event, and it's continuing to grow and be better every year. So, I want to thank everybody for all things, because this is the time of giving thanks. So, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thanks, Ray. More comments from council? Then motion to recess until 1:30 for public hearings.
I'll make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any
yes.
questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
And yes.
Aye, we have motion carried. We're now in recess till 1:30. Thank you. Thank you.